Unkindness of Ravens by Ruth Rendell. Read by Michael Bryant. She was a neighbour. She was an acquaintance of Dora's, and they spoke if they met in the street. Only this time there had been more to it than passing the time of day. "I said I'd tell you," Dora said. "I said I'd mention it. She had that strange look she sometimes has, and to tell you the truth, I was awfully embarrassed." "What did she say?" Wexford asked. "Rod's missing," or "Rod's disappeared," something like that. "And then she asked me if I'd tell you, because of who you are, of course." Detective chief inspectors have better things to do with their time than waste it listening to the complaints of women whose husbands have run off with other women. Wexford hadn't been in the house 5 minutes before he decided that was what had happened. But she was a neighbour. She lived in the next street to his. He ought to be glad, really. He thought that it hadn't the makings of a case for him to investigate. His house and this one had been built at the same time in the mid-1930s, when King's Markham was growing out of being a village. And structurally, they were much the same house. 3 bedrooms, 2 receptions, kitchen, bathroom, and downstairs loo. But his was a home, comfortable and full of lovingly collected things. And this was, what, a shelter to keep the rain off, a place where people could eat, sleep and watch television. Joy Williams took him into the front room that she called the lounge. There were no books. The carpet was a square surrounded by mustard yellow vinyl tiles, and the furniture a 3-piece suite covered in grainy mustard-coloured synthetic leather. The 1935 fireplace, which in his house had been replaced by one of York stone, accommodated an electric fire of complicated design, part Regency, part medieval, and with a portcullis effect at the front. Above it hung a mirror framed in segments of green and yellow frosted glass, a fine specimen of Art Deco, if you liked that sort of thing. The only picture was a composition in coloured silver paper of 2 cats playing with a ball of wool. "She's rather a colourless person," Dora had said. "Doesn't seem interested in anything and always seems depressed. I don't suppose living with Rodney Williams for 20 years has done much for her." Joy. Dora had said rather apologetically that it was a misnomer. She was a woman whose whole self had turned grey, not just her hair. Her features had once been good, were probably still good. Only her awful complexion, lined, pitted, pinkish-grey, rough and worn, masked them. Apparently she was 45, but she looked 10 years more. Up until his arrival, she'd been watching television and the set was still on, though with the sound turned off. It was the biggest set Wexford had ever seen, at any rate in a domestic setting.